Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
You knew it when that little baby came out of you. That is not a good-looking baby. You knew it. You also knew that it was going to end up being a beautiful baby, but at the time, no, it wasn't. No, not at all. So, you took some pictures. You haven't really shown them to a lot of people because that's a fugly baby. So, you haven't really shared those pictures with too many people. You can share them with us, and we're going to give you $1,000 in our Busted Baby Bracketed Tournament.
Go to theburtshow.com to submit the photo of your ugly baby. There are some rules and regulations that you need to abide by, but you got to do this by the end of tomorrow. So, theburtshow.com.
Why would I ever do that? Why would I share that? Because there's $1,000 on the line.
There you go.
Okay, if your baby is the ugliest. You get $1,000. Yay for you. Hi, Cassie. Are you the a-hole here for thinking her boyfriend's daughter is too old to sit in his lap?
I'm 35, and I've been dating my boyfriend, Tom, who's 37, for almost 2 years now. Tom has a 13-year-old daughter named Aspen, and Tom has always babied Aspen, which is fine. Recently, Aspen's been sick, and Tom's really stepped up the babying. And I think it's fine to baby your kids, but Aspen is a teenager and doesn't need to be babied anymore. I expressed this to Tom, but he says Aspen is still young and needs to be taken care of. Last night, I was going over to Tom's, and he told me the front door was unlocked, so just walk in. Well, I walked in to find Aspen laying on Tom's lap asleep. I asked Tom if he thinks he's a little too old to be doing, or if Aspen is a little too old to be doing this. And he said, no, she's sick. It's fine. I said, I think she's too old and it needs to stop.
How old is she again? Sorry.
13.
Okay.
He told me I'm being an a-hole and I need to stop being weird about something completely normal. I told my friends and they're split. So am I the a-hole for telling my boyfriend that I think his teenage daughter is too old to be sitting on his lap anymore?
13-year-old girl sitting on dad's lap. Where are you guys at with this?
I think she's a complete a-hole.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was actually talking to a mom friend, and she has, like, young teenage daughters, and they still want to, like, cuddle with her and, like, snug with her and stuff like that. It's a kid. This is a kid. I mean, I look at the ages that we take on Bert's Big Adventure. We take from 5 to 12, and 1 year older than that. If your kid is not feeling well and they want to sit on your lap and snuggle to feel better, then yeah, by all means, 13, that's not old to me.
So when you were giving that analogy out there that it was a teen girl or a 13-year-old girl snuggling with mom, does it change if they want to snuggle with dad at 13?
No, not at all. That's your parent. That's like, that's your safe space. If it's going to, and you're doing it in the comforts of your own home, in your own privacy, like, I'm all about forging your own way and making your kids feel loved and protected and safe. And if that's what this dad is doing, then who are you to tell him his daughter can't sit on his lap so she can feel better? Like, that's just an a-hole move to me.
I feel the same. I feel like she's really being the a-hole here. I wonder if some of it is jealousy, to be completely honest, because, I mean, I have three younger sisters, and I've seen moments where past 13, they were going through things in life that they needed their dad. And I would watch them come home and have to cry on my dad and cry in his arms, if you will, just the same way they did when they were babies. And I don't know why anyone would look at that any other way than just a young girl needing her dad.
I witnessed this with with one of my friends as well. His daughter went through something really tough, and she came home, and that's the first thing she did while we were there. And she just crawled up in her dad's lap, and he just held on to her and made her feel better. And it was sweet.
Exactly. Aww.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as y'all. I'm looking back on my relationship with my dad at 13, and to me, I don't think that this would be weird at all. And maybe it's because we're close and like I have a good relationship with my dad, but I almost wonder if she's picking up on something that she can't totally convey through her story, because I think a woman's intuition is everything. And I'm not claiming that anything is weird is going on, but to me, it's so normal for a 13-year-old child to have that kind of relationship with their father that it doesn't clock me as weird, that I almost wonder if we're missing something or if she's picking up on some kind of vibe that we wouldn't be able to tell just through hearing the facts of the story.
Or maybe her own past trauma is clouding her judgment.
Right.
I know Cassie's getting ready to pounce face. And here we go.
I'm excited.
Scared.
You are missing something, because she left a few details out of the story and it gets juicy. Would you like the update?
Nah, we're good. Let's move on.
All right. From the boyfriend in question, his sister commented on it. She found the Reddit question and commented on the thread. Here's what she writes. Thanks to my brother telling me about what's happening and his about to be ex-girlfriend using their actual names, I know for a fact this is about my brother and my niece. I'd like to get something straight. Aspen isn't just sick. She has leukemia.
Oh, my God.
She started chemo a little over a month ago, and chemo's been really hard on Aspen.
Oh, damn.
Most days, she's laying in bed only eating popsicles and Pedialyte. So if babying is getting Aspen whatever she wants to eat when she has an appetite and cuddling when she wants comfort from her dad, then, yeah, Tom is quote-unquote babying her. This is especially hard on Tom because his wife, Aspen's mom, died from leukemia.
Oh,
a different
call.
Type than Aspen's, but still leukemia when Aspen was only two. So, of course, he's giving Aspen extra love. About to be ex-girlfriend knows all this and is pretty sure Tom is breaking up with her as I'm typing this. And things got weird when Aspen turned a teen just over a few months ago. Aspen and the ex were never close, but the ex was never mean to her. But she got weird when Aspen became a teen. So, yeah, if you don't already hate this woman, feel free to hate her more now for thinking a middle schooler with cancer isn't allowed comfort from her dad because she's a teenager.
Wow. This is what I like to call a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Not
damn.
Only an a-hole, she's the worst person in the world.
A-hole of the year.
Damn.
And the award goes to.
Yeah. Even Al Pacino will get excited about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's perfect for him. There were no nominees except for her.
Get it. The Burt Show.